Linda DeKramer, the children's librarian for the Ripon Public Library, is our guest at this time, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Good morning.
Gosh almighty. So the library was closed last week. People were probably thinking, well, they got the whole week off. Not the case, right?
Oh, that's a good one. No, it was library staff really came together as a team and put in a lot of extra hours just out of the goodness of their souls. And I'm going to shout out to my husband, Laird DeKramer. He came and he was there a lot of the week as well. Taking down shelving and rebuilding it, like taking down shelving from the lower level and then hauling it all upstairs and putting it back together on the upper level is a really big job, and shifting, mm-hmm. which, you know, ultimately you end up shifting books and materials multiple times in order to get them into the place where they belong. So it's not just an easy one shelf at a time kind of transfer. It's just the way it is, and it was a big job. And the shelving is like, we were not able to afford replacing shelving with new shelving. So putting together old shelving is, it's finicky. Let's just put it that way. It's very finicky to put it together. So anyway, but it was fun too, and it was really rewarding to have a team of people, including volunteers who really care about the importance of a library in one's community. So it was a really feel good week. It was also really an achy week as well. But it's done, and it's been super exciting since reopening on Tuesday to have a lot of traffic mm-hmm. in the building again, and to watch people just very intuitively embrace the space. It's mm-hmm. really, really gratifying to see that the changes that have been made are, they're good. It's mm-hmm. all good. It's really good stuff. So I hope everybody will come see their public library, because we are the public library for everyone's lifetime. So it's a great space and full of great services for everyone.
So to clarify now, the reason everything was moved from the downstairs to the upstairs is so phase three can start.
You are keeping track of things. I am so impressed. Yeah. So currently the lower level is off limits to the public until renovations are finished. So downstairs, some of the things are happening, that are happening. There are some ADA compliance issues that were, throughout the entire building, but downstairs, the bathrooms will be renovated to address those issues. Also, energy use efficiency in the old part of the building, the windows will be replaced for energy efficiency. Exit doors are supposed to have, what are those called? Like baler bars? Like
oh,
where you
sure.
hit the door, you can't, yeah. you're not supposed to have to deal with a lock in order to get out of the door. So some of our exit doors in the older part of the building didn't meet that standard. So doors will be replaced. There'll be a little bit of painting that's happening. One of the components of the federal grant that we received required that we install a telehealth room. So one of the smaller meeting rooms will be, maybe both of them, I'm sorry, I can't remember exactly, is being renovated to accommodate people for telehealth meetings if they don't have internet at home and they need a private space to do that with all of the technology already in place. So that's happening. Staff have actually gotten some specific things out of this as well that we're really happy about. We have actually gotten desks with filing cabinets, etc., like actual professional desk arrangements for staff in the workroom downstairs, which is really nice because we've always just worked with kind of cobbled together cast-offs. So that's super exciting.
Hand-me-downs?
Yeah, hand-me-downs, hand-me-overs, whatever. Where we could scrap some office furniture together, we did. And an update to the kitchen. The kitchen was, 19, late 1960s. So there was a little stove that was really not up to standards that mm-hmm. needed to come out. And instead of putting a stove back in, we will have a dishwasher, which wow. as the youth services librarian, the first thing I go is like, it's not dishes that I'm using that for. I'm using that to sanitize all the things I can mm-hmm. from the children's department, because typically I take all that stuff home and deal with it. So,
sure.
So anyway, yeah, lots of good wow. things happening in the building.
Yeah. All right. Now, there's an event coming up tomorrow,
yeah.
I understand.
Yeah. And so before I go to that, I'll just mention that one of the sad things about the lower level not being available right now is that the romper room isn't available at this point. And I know mm-hmm. people are concerned that it's not coming back, so I just want everyone to understand that, yes, the romper room will come back online in September. Right now, we have to use that for our office space. That's the only space that the construction company was like, okay, you can't have access to anything else, but you can have the romper room. So that's where mm-hmm. we're trying to get our work done.
Okay.
But yeah, tomorrow is the Ripon Noon Kiwanis Children's Fair at the Ripon High School, which is at 850 Tiger Drive in Ripon. It runs from 9 a.m. to noon. It is free for everyone to attend. It is a collaboration. The Ripon Noon Kiwanis, it's their event. The library has been collaborating for the past several years because I am also a Noon Kiwanian. Thank you. I'm a proud Noon Kiwanian. If anybody wants to join us, we're a great organization. So the premise of the event, or the main goal, is to bring together kids and families and give them tons of fun opportunities, but at the same time, many, many community organizations and businesses that offer services specifically for kids and families are represented there. They'll have their own stations. They usually have other fun activities for kids to do, as well as information for the caregivers and adults in a kid's life. So it could be from banks that have, you know, savings accounts or college accounts to daycares, Boys and Girls Club. It's just a very fun atmosphere. We have some strolling entertainment. Miller and Mike, they kind of walk around and engage with the kids and, you know, bop them on the head and do silly juggling tricks and whatnot. So that's kind of fun. I will have the mobile romper room at the event. So mm-hmm. there's always a place for folks to sit down, take a load off, and let the littles run around without having to be contained and, you know, have your eyes in three different places all the time. When you have kids in a public space, it can be a little bit challenging. So romper room will be there. We have a bouncy house scheduled. The city of Ripon will have fire trucks and ambulances and squad cars there for kids to, you know, touch truck, get in there, climb around, and see what's going on. So that's always a really fun part of the event as well.
Where is that going to be again?
It's going to be at Ripon High School.
At the high school.
At okay. the high school, which is 850 Tiger Drive. And the west side of the building is where folks will enter. It leads right into the cafeteria.
Okay.
There's that big open space there. So that's where we hold it. We've been holding it there for the past several years, and it's a good space for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to mention while you're here, Linda? You're closed on the 3rd, right?
We're closed on July 3rd. The rest of June, I would just mention that story times start next week, Friday, June 19th, and run through the end of July, minus July 3rd, because that's a Friday and we're closed that day. Friday mornings at 10 a.m., all kinds of fun for kids and families. Summer story times offer content that's interesting to a wider age range. You know, during the school year, it's really focused on preschool age. During the summertime, I focus on things that, just a greater variety of things to meet the interests of a greater age range. So I'll do some storytelling, a lot of music, and of course books and fun, because if it's not fun, why are we here?
Right. Yeah. Well, Linda, thank you for joining us. We appreciate your time.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Bob. Have a great day.
We've been talking to Linda DeKramer, the children's librarian for the Ripon Public Library.